Well now, this was not supposed to happen. What's that? We'll share. Wouldn't it be funny if all the talking heads were wrong about a recession? The EU has put a cap on Russian oil and what that means. Retailers are reporting massive losses due to theft, and where are those products being sold? You gotta love e-commerce. People are leaving states over a couple of issues, and we'll share what those are. The Kansas Attorney General has filed a big lawsuit over the price of insulin. We've got the Wall Street Report, and lavish parties and big-time bonuses are on their way out at major banks. Are you ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're along for the ride again today. Programming note, we will be back on the air at noon Central Time on News Talk 1540, KXEL, and yes, we do stream. Want to find us on Twitter? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was a total surprise as the U.S. added 263,000 jobs in November. That was well above the official estimate of 200,000 jobs offered up by economists. The unemployment rate, well, that remained at 3.7%. Some of the largest monthly job gains were in the leisure and hospitality sector once again, as well as healthcare. The hot jobs report also showed an unexpected spike in average hourly earnings, another knock against the Fed's efforts to rein in inflation by cooling demand. Officials at the central bank have expressed concern about rising wages, keeping inflation elevated. CNN is reporting that in November, average hourly earnings increased 0.6% from the month before and 5.1% year over year. Economists were expecting those rates of increases to slow from October, where they increased by a revised 0.5% month over month and 4.9% year over year. Friday's report also contained significant revisions. September was revised downward by 46,000 jobs to 269,000, and October was revised up by 23,000 jobs to 284,000. Meanwhile, the latest JOLTS report on job openings and quits showed there were still more than 10 million job openings in October. While that indicates a gradual easing, it's still a near record high and well above the average 4.5 million before COVID hit the U.S. economy. Considering those updates, November's monthly gain, which remains considerably above pre-pandemic monthly averages, is now the lowest job totals adds since April of 2021. But meanwhile, the Fed is not happy. For weeks, the sky has been falling. First, the talking heads were telling us there would be a recession in the fourth quarter of this year. But then, as consumers kept the economy going and retail sales bounced up, the target for a recession was pushed back to the first quarter of 2023. Well, now the big banks and economists are saying the recession will happen in the second quarter and last well into 2024. But what if they are all wrong? The data indicates they very well may be, and all of the recession talk could be Wall Street putting pressure on the Fed to pause interest rate hikes. Except the Fed is looking at the data. Wage growth remains high. Retail sales continue to increase. Job numbers continue to surprise. The only negative is in the housing market, and that has more to do with interest rates and availability than anything else. Case in point regarding retail sales. A record 196 million Americans went shopping over the Thanksgiving weekend. And those roaring sales numbers weren't just because of inflation had pushed those prices higher, but also because people were making more transactions, that according to Adobe Analytics. And it cannot be blamed on extra stimulus dollars. That program ended months ago. So what is it? We think there may be more to this than meets the eye. You? Wall Street closed out the week mixed, and oil prices fell below $80 a barrel. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. On Friday, the EU came to the decision to cap Russian oil at $60 a barrel. A price of $60 represents a discount of almost $27 to Brent crude, the global benchmark. Russian oil has been trading at discounts of about $23 in recent days. Reuters reported that the EU agreement included a mechanism to adjust the level of the cap to ensure it was always 5% below the market rate. Now, the risk of settling on a lower price is that Russia could retaliate by slashing its output, which would roil markets. However, Russia previously warned that it would stop supplying companies that adhere to the cap. But the question is, who will buy the oil? If Europe stays strong on this decision, where does Russia go to offload the crude? Target recently reported that theft cost the company $400 million. The same troubling rise in crime is also happening at Walgreens, Home Depot, Walmart, and more. So what are the thieves doing with their loot? Well, they are selling it on e-commerce sites, and often for a fraction of the merchandise value. Now, to stop future shoplifters, Target will utilize more anti-theft devices in their stores, and it's most likely won't affect regular consumers too much, except provide an inconvenience when trying to access items or when they're checking out. You know, across the country, hundreds of thousands of companies have established remote work policies in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. No longer bound to an office, millions of Americans are now free to relocate without having to consider proximity to their employer. And some clear trends are emerging. A recent study from United Van Lines, that's a moving services company, showed that in some parts of the country, far more people are leaving than are moving in. In addition to the cost of living, many young people are giving up on states that have recently enacted laws that they feel are discriminatory, especially when it comes to LGBTQ and abortion issues. Now, here are the top five states that people are leaving due to higher costs of living. Those would be California, Connecticut, New York, Illinois, and New Jersey. Meanwhile, since the election in Iowa, I've visited with nearly two dozen young people, 18 to 25, who say they have had it with the Hawkeye State and are checking out for more friendly surroundings and going to places like Colorado and Minnesota. The impact on the future? We shall see. The Kansas Attorney General has filed a lawsuit naming several drug manufacturers and alleging they are in violation of that state's Consumer Protection Act. KCTV in Kansas City is reporting that Attorney General Derek Schmidt filed a lawsuit against leading national insulin manufacturers over alleged violations. In the lawsuit, Schmidt accused the companies of operating an insulin pricing scheme that forces Kansans to pay excessive costs for the life-saving drug to control diabetes. Schmidt's complaint alleges that defendants maintained a pricing scheme that inflated the cost to produce insulin, forcing Kansans with diabetes to make a choice between rationing their medication or going without insulin and risking death. Companies named in the lawsuit include Eli Lilly and company Santa Fe Everitas and Novo Nordisk. Those three companies combine for 99% of the insulin currently on the U.S. market. Also named were a host of pharmacy companies. The lawsuit also alleges that since 2003, these insulin manufacturers have worked together to raise the reported prices of insulin in an astounding manner. Insulin that costs manufacturers less than $5 to produce and was originally priced at $20 when released Schmidt says is now ranging between $300 and $700 in price in Kansas. Markets closed out the week higher after surging on Wednesday when Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave a speech that indicated the pace of rate hikes could slow starting as early as December. On Friday, the Dow closed up 35 points, or 0.1%, to end at 34,429, while the NASDAQ finished the day off by 20 points to close at 11,461, and the S&P 500 was 4 points off the mark to finish the trade at 4071. For the week, the Dow was up 2.1%, the S&P 500 rose by 1.1%, and the NASDAQ added 0.2%. West Texas Intermediate crude, that closed down $1.24 at $79.98 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with how the other half lives and their pricey bonuses. According to Bloomberg, banks are looking to slash bonuses as deal-making dries up and bosses regain the upper hand in setting pay. Even Goldman Sachs' market division, where revenue is expected to rise 15% this year, will see cuts to its compensation pool in the low double digits, while its investment banking unit has braced for reductions of more than 25%. JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Bank of America are all weighing bonus cuts of about 30% for their investment bankers. The end-of-the-year bonuses are typically worth many times the bankers and traders' annual salaries. So there is that. And that is a wrap. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. See you on Sunday at noon Central on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.